This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And look, guys, be part of the conversation. Don't just, sit there yelling at the radio. You know, take aim or, you know, figure out what it is that you get hot about. Figure out what it is that you want to get involved with. And then get involved with it. Learn how to engage with it. School board, water board, city council, whatever it is. Get involved with it. Get informed. Don't just go there and yell. Get informed. And then, you know, then engage. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, put your email address in. You know, we usually send out an email once a week, once every other week. See, I don't even beat you up about it. I should do it more than that, but I don't because I don't like getting emails like that. I'd rather know at the beginning of the week what's coming up, what you're talking about. Take it from there. Okay, or if you don't want an email, if you don't want to be bothered by all that stuff, you can do it via text message. So you want to text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. Speaking of the phones, let's go to the phones right now. Doug from Utah joins us. Doug, how you doing?
Good. How about you, Joe?
Good, good.
I had an idea on this, the killing of the babies. It takes two to tango, obvious. And when they go in to the Planned Parenthood, they ought to be, I mean, if it's, they know it's a baby, they need to have their tubes tied, or the lady needs to, obvious, and the guy needs to, too, or have his things cut off, either one, castrated, and or the woman needs to have a hysterectomy, because it's a killing of a baby, and they know it, and they were reckless in what they did, and didn't give a dang about the other life that was there. And it just breaks my heart, and I had to say something about it.
So. Yeah. Well, no, I'm glad you called. But listen, Doug, we don't talk about adoption anymore. When did adoption become a swear word?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we need to make the opportunity available. Last time I did the stats, there were 11 couples waiting for every child aborted. 11 people waiting to adopt. Why don't we hear about that?
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is amazing. And it's the people that are doing this, I mean, they're just reckless. They're not. When I was young, I was the same way. I didn't care who I was laying. And that it's sad. But had I known what the deal would be, the killing of a baby, I think that my brain would have been kicked into gear at that point, hopefully. You know?
Yeah, well, when we're young, we all get a little stupid, but I think we had a, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm just, you know, I think we had a different regard for life, though. I think we had a different understanding of what life was and a different regard for it as a whole, don't you think?
I do, and the thing of it is that if they have to pay a price for taking a life, then maybe they'll wake up. Maybe the light will go on up there, you know?
Yeah, Well, you're a bigger optimist than I am, Doug. But anyway, hey, listen, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening to the show. Really appreciate your call.
Oh, you're good. I really like Duncan. Corey Duncan.
Oh, Corey Duncan, yeah, he's great.
He'll
be on this Thursday.
Fantastic. I know. Okay, talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
See ya.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny. It's kind of like, I've been saying this if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, one of the things that I've been talking about for years is we were moving down the road of non-responsibility. And it mostly comes from the left. You're not responsible, really, for anything that happens with you. It's the area that you grew up in. It's the fact that your parents had no money. I can go down the whole list of things. And they're all, as we used to say in the 70s, thank you, Kimberly, it's all a cop-out. Take responsibility for what you do, or what you did, or what have you. You know, if you grew up in a bad neighborhood, in a bad family, you were abused, and not necessarily sexually, maybe verbally, maybe you were beaten on a regular basis. I don't know. I don't know what your situation is. But you hear these stories all the time about people that are in these horrific situations as children, and they come out of them, and they turn out to be productive people. Or were they special? No. What made them different than you? What made them make a change? See, they did not sit there and take the negative thing that happened to them and play it out as the reason why they were at. They took the negative things that happened to them and said, I'm getting out of here. I'm not going to let this stop me. I'm not going to let this slow me down. I'm going to move forward. Okay? And for those of you who have God in your lives, you know that anything is possible with God. You know it. For those of you that come from the school of positive thinking, you know that if you think yourself a loser, you're not going to try to get out of it. If you think you're stuck in an area because of the parents that you had, you're not even going to try. And a lot of times it's truly giving a try. And I don't mean that try that some of you would tell me, I tried to get a job for 3 years. Well, how? Well, I filled out an application that goes to a bunch of different places and I sat on the couch and waited for the phone to ring. Yeah, that's not really trying to get a job. Let's just be clear. Trying to get a job is when you're pounding on pavement, pounding on doors. I know today it's all electronic, but you can still be a pain in the butt. You can still knock on doors. You can still, you know, when we had our computer company, you know, the guys that were on the phone, that were coming in, that were dropping by, that were talking, they're the ones that got the chance. Yes, I'll get to Pelosi after the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website. You can check out stations, times, and so much more. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
California, keep telling you that. Nobody listens to me. Thomas Senior, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always happy to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of what's happening here, and I do so much appreciate it. And again, in the last couple of days, I know it's the beginning of the week, and I was making some of you crazy, but in talking with some of my friends and some people I just know, they're not really, I'm not one of those guys that everybody knows my friend. Sorry, doesn't work that way for me. And I don't say that the, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 friends I have online are friends. They're just people that are connected. But even when you're talking to these people, they... If I ask them about politics, if I ask them, where they're at on this or have they heard about this bill or that bill, what have you, that's going to affect their kids, not a clue. But if I ask them what football team they think is going to make it to the end, they'll tell you. Football, baseball, soccer, I mean, whatever it is, they'll tell you. Like, come on, guys. What goes on around you, what you're leaving for your kids, what do you leave? The legacy of a football team that, you know, won three championships? How does that put money in your pocket? How does that help them out later on in life? It doesn't. Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that she and fellow Democrats have not denied there's a crisis at the southern border during a news conference. She said earlier this year she and her congressional colleagues did just that. So a reporter asked the speaker for a number of months, the Democrats have been saying the issue is over at the border. Simply manufactured crisis by the president. Are the Democrats now willing to say there's an actual crisis at the border? Pelosi looked befuddled. She says, well, let me just say this. We've never said that there was a crisis. We have never not said. Is that proper English? Mm-hmm. It is? Mm-hmm. It ain't. It don't sound right. You know what I'm saying? We've never not said that there was a crisis. There's a humanitarian crisis at the border. You know, again, I tease on this stuff because if you think about it, most people don't read past the headline. Right? They read the headline, oh, so she admits there's a crisis. No, she didn't. She admits there's a crisis, but again, she's playing with a different dictionary than we are. And I keep telling you guys that. They use a dictionary, and basically what it is, you can use your own dictionary. From what I know what a Democrat's thinking, just go look up the word in your dictionary and know that it has a 180-degree meaning from theirs. You know, they walked into the printer, they grabbed our dictionary, threw it down and said, just whatever you printed at 180 degrees of what these words say. Pelosi responded and said, let me say this, that we've never not said there was a crisis. There is a humanitarian crisis at the border, and some of it was provoked by actions taken by this administration. I mean, when they went to protect this country, when they went to protect our borders, that's just not American. Okay. It's really sad, she later said, referencing the Trump administration's short-lived child separation policy, which the president ended by executive order. She said, you know what? And you know what they don't get? This is not something that was put in by Trump. This is something that was put in by Obama. There were so many of these policies that all of a sudden have come to the surface. Now, I don't know. I got a limited education. I'm thinking if some of these policies were in, have been in effect for the last 3 or 4 years. Last I checked, Trump was only in there 2 years. I know they've been investigating for 3, but he's only been in there for 2 years. She also characterized what is happening as tragic, and she said that she hopes to approve funding to help handle the mass influx of migrants. No, they're not. They're going to approve money or funding to help feed the influx of migrants, to help clothe, to house, to educate, to get them medical care, and screw the vets. The heck with the vets. The heck with the vets. The heck with the American citizens. Let them keep sleeping on the lawns in front of, let's look at her home state of California. One of the worst places for homelessness. And they're sleeping on the front lawns of public buildings. Isn't that nice? San Francisco, gorgeous, pretty, wonderful city. Now is like the city of homeless. You know how LA's called the city of the angels? That's the city of the homeless. It's just crazy. And we understand our responsibility to secure our borders, she said. But the manner in which the administration has gone forward undermines our humanitarian ism as a country. We'll hopefully work together in a bipartisan way to address this. No, we won't. No. They know what they want, unlike Republicans. They know what they want. They just can't make it happen. They don't have the ability to right now. Right? They do want to open. She wants to shore up the points of entry. Well, it's not the points of entry that they're running over. They're running over the opened areas. Right? Come on, think about it. Where are they coming in? She says most of the illegals and the drug trafficking is being caught at the points of entry. No. No. They're being caught. There are people being caught at the points of entry, but it's not most of them. I heard a number today from the Department of Homeland Security that last year, for the whole year, there were 45,000 people that were ordered deported in absentia because they didn't show up for their hearings. 45,000. 45,000, that ain't a big number, right? Yeah. This year, we're at 72,000 already. We ain't hit a half-year mark yet. Are we serious? But there's no crisis at the border. No crisis. Nah, we're cool. And then the other thing that bothers me about this is, you guys know that years ago, and I actually asked a congressman about this, that years ago, twice, on two separate occasions, the Democrat-owned Congress pushed and passed a bill to fund the wall for billions and billions of dollars, not just, you know, $1.2 billion or whatever it was. They were going to build the wall. And they funded it, or they allocated funding for it. Apparently, when a new Congress comes in, they can decide whether to fund it or not fund it or do whatever. So be leery of all these bills that are passed just before they go on Hollywood break because, I mean, yeah, holiday break. Because if it's an election that year, they don't have to back up any of that stuff, even if it's passed. They don't have to fund it. And that's apparently what happened. So if they voted for it already, I'd like to know what the difference is. Now, some of you guys have already heard this argument before, but again, I'd love to know what the difference is. Oh, it's because Trump wants to do it. So the wall, I guess, here's how it works for them. If the wall, the exact same wall, built by a Democrat president, that means that the wall is a good thing and it will help us. If the wall with the same designs, the same money, the same placement is built by a Republican, it's racist. Makes sense to me. Come with Senior Host. This is The Real Side.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking in Montoursville, Pennsylvania. As a huge crowd at the hangar wearing red MAGA hats shouts, four more years. Pennsylvania State President Trump won in 2016 by only 1%. The economy improving in Pennsylvania in the past 2 years, with manufacturing jobs back and unemployment down. Here's the president.
The United States added 263,000 jobs just
last month, far exceeding any expectations. And since the election, we've created nearly 6 million new jobs. Now, if I would have ever said that to the fake news media, look at how many back there. Wow. That's a lot of people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Come on, everybody, sing along. You know you like it. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You know, and you really do have to be part. And the reason I say to be part of the conversation, a couple things. You may think that people that you're on the same page with, you're really not on the same page. And it's not that you're not looking for the same goal. You just have a whole different way of getting there. And you may like the way they get there. You may be able to steal little bits and pieces from it and use the same process to get somebody over the line. Not over the border, but over the line. And you just get some fresh ideas, new ways to look at things, new ways to pull people in and work with people. There's nothing wrong with that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. So, in January, Pelosi and Schumer, what a great couple they are, aren't they? This fellow Democrat opposed President Donald Trump's effort to obtain additional funding to secure the border. Remember that? That was all, yeah, and we gave in. I know the president likes to say, we're passing this, we're doing that. I heard recently he said they've actually done more, they've accomplished more than the promises that they made. I will agree with they have made an honest attempt to do more. I don't believe that he's done more. You know, he says he's building the wall. And maybe there's stuff that we actually just 100% don't know. Maybe that's true. But where's he getting the money? How's he getting the money to get it done? Don't overshoot some of this stuff because, again, I don't believe the president's a liar, okay? I believe he embellishes from time to time. I think he does what some successful people do when they go, it's the biggest building, the best building, the quietest building, the coolest building, whatever. I get that. If you remember during the elections, when he was talking about the military, I thought it was great, because when Cruz talked about the military, he was giving you facts and figures. Eyes were glazing over, people were sleeping, standing up. I got the point of what he's trying to, what he was saying, but there was nothing exciting about it. Where would Donald Trump get up there? You know what he says? He says, the military, I'm going to make it so big, so strong, You won't even be able to turn around without seeing one of our soldiers. It's just going to be so big, and we're going to have so many. We're going to have more ships. We're going to have more ships. We're going to have bigger ships, right? Not anything of substance, but everybody cheered him on. Because basically he was speaking English to everybody. We're going to strengthen the military. We're going to add more ships. We're going to make it big. We're going to make it so people don't want to screw with us. I got that. I can understand that. When you start talking about the percentage of GDP to how much money we put in our military to watch over the 120... Like, really? Seriously? Okay. I'll catch up with you later. I'm serious. Give me a break. Right? That was the thing that Ronald Reagan did so well. Is A, he made you proud to be an American. All right? I mean, he encouraged you to do the best you can do. There was no anything we're getting you. No, you pushed through. We're in America. And he just made you feel good about this country, about what was in front of you, and the things you could do. Didn't tell you how bad an oppressive country it was, how bad the flag was. You know, Mayor Buttigieg, whatever the heck he's called.
Buttigieg.
Yeah, you know, he wants to do away with Jefferson statues. Is this guy for real? You know, if you do away with the statues of everybody who owned a slave from the original day, the guys that fought for these people, the guys that actually fought for these people to be stupid enough to come out and say they want to get rid of the statues of the Jeffersons of the world, those guys, they don't get it. They don't know American history at all. And it's too bad because, you know, they're little pop stars. Or they appear to be pop. That's the thing now, right? It's the popularity contest now. Seriously. So, if they would just get their history right, it would be a whole different animal. You know what's funny is you heard him and a few others. And I haven't said anything till now. Because I like them to hang themselves good and high and then say something. But you hear these guys talking about the Constitution. And how Jefferson wrote the Constitution. And Jefferson this and Jefferson that. Like, really? Are you people for real? Jefferson didn't write the Constitution. Jefferson wasn't even in the country when they were working it through. He was in France. So, you know, it'd be nice if we got some history straight. Because it's easy to blame these guys for, well, Jefferson could have wrote slavery out in the Constitution. No, he couldn't. It's that simple. And if you do your homework, you'd find out why they did what they did in the beginning to get these things rolling. To get that Constitution passed. So I think, again, I mean some night, I may make a video available on a very limited basis, from Rick Green with Wall Builders in the Patriot Academy, where he lays out exactly who had what roles in putting the Constitution together, why slavery wasn't addressed in the Constitution, why the 5/8 clause in the Constitution when it came to black votes or counting the black population. How many of you, raise your hand, how many of you knew that? You knew that blacks were not counted for census reasons. They weren't counted one for one. They didn't, you know, I'm not going to give it away. We'll play it later on. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back to the Pelosi's of the world. The Democrats back then also falsely claimed him that there was no border crisis. Right? He should have declared a national emergency. There's no border crisis. Everything is just happy and fine. All we have is families. Did you hear that, you know, they imposed, and it couldn't be stopped, he has a right to do this, but they imposed a DNA test at the border, right? They would separate the so-called parent from the child, and they would do DNA tests on both of them. They are finding out almost 40% of those kids do not belong to the person who brought them in. Well, we have no crisis at the border. No, everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Right? I mean, these people are cold. And then you know what they were doing, right? They were letting them both in. They take a DNA swab right then and there. Then they have to let them go, or some of them. Now, the parent never comes back to get the child. The child isn't theirs anyway, is what they find out. The kid gets sent back, and what's he do? He ends up coming back in with another parent, quote-unquote. Pelosi, in January, was responding to Trump's first televised address from the Oval Office. She tried to say, you know, he's using... Some of you guys remember this. Let's see if I can... I wonder if I can play this thing. Boy, that would be a big deal, right? I doubt it'll work, because it never does. At least never for me. Let's see. Come on, Nancy. Give us some verbiage here. That would be really cool. You know what I'm saying? Come on. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not waiting for this thing. It takes forever. Say something. All right. Oh, maybe this will work here.
Said that there is a humanitarian crisis at the border, and some of it provoked by the actions taken by the administration.
Yeah. So it's the administration's fault. They're provoked because the administration wants to protect the border, Nancy. Right? It's like provoking your teenager by hiding the car keys because he's not supposed to go out. Did I provoke him? Matter of fact, that's her logic. If a teenager steals your car because you hid the keys because you didn't want him to go out, it's your fault. You provoked him. That's what she's saying. Schumer reiterated the point, saying that President Trump just used the backdrop of the Oval Office to manufacture a crisis. And then Gavin Newsom, of course, I live here. But here's what I'd like to see. Newsom said that the illegals are welcome here, open arms, come on in. You know what? Let them in. Let them in. Put like bumper rails up, so as they come up from the south, they hit those bumper rails and it pushes them right over to the California border. And I would ship them up in busloads, shiploads, whatever, to San Francisco. Just bring them right to the cruise ships. Bring them up there. Big oil tankers. Drop them off. Show them the senior host. Be back in a minute.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Well, we're singing a happy song, right? I love this. You know, if you... There's no dancing in the studio, I said. You know, if you think about it, Comey and the rest of them are just we're having a field day. Because now they're all blaming each other. Right? They're not saying, no, none of this ever happened. Have you noticed that? Not one of them is saying, well, no, that never happened. No, there was no spying. No. No. Now they're all pointing at each other. Who okayed the dossier? Right? Who said it was real? Who told him to take it to the FISA court? Who signed the top of the application for FISA? Right? And they're all pointing at Comey. Brennan and the rest of them are all pointing at Comey. So he's either going to go down for this, or he's going to turn them in. I mean, this is so juicy, don't you think? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do you remember Trayvon Martin's mom? Right? She's, well, Trayvon Martin. And then the Trayvon mom, who, you know, fought forever to try to nail the cops or what have you. She's now turned into an activist. And she's announced that she's running for office in Miami. Now, that's according to the Miami Herald, who reported Sabrina Fulton will be entering the race to join the 13-member board of the Miami-Dade County Commissioners. Fulton said in a Saturday statement that she would continue working to end gun violence. She will challenge Miami Gardens Mayor Oliver Gilbert for the seat that is up for grabs in 2020. Trayvon's parents head a foundation and have been recognized for their work on gun reform and social justice. I wish somebody could send me some of the things that they've done. Trayvon was unarmed when shot dead by neighborhood watch volunteer George Zimmerman, who was later acquitted on the grounds of self-defense. His death sparked the Black Lives Matter movement. So, you know, it's kind of like back and forth on this. If they really believe that if they really believe that justice wasn't served, then get the laws changed. Right? If they really believe that this was an innocent death and this kid didn't do anything, and I say kid, didn't do anything wrong, then, you know, does the court of law matter anymore? Seriously, does it? I don't think it does. I don't think people care. Well, I shouldn't say people. I don't think certain people care anymore. So, again, as far as gun violence goes, I'd like to know, honestly, what they did to curb gun violence, what the foundation did, the foundation that's raising all kinds of money. And I'm not trying to be disparaging of her. I don't know her. And I don't really know what her platform is. Let me see. There's some good stuff in here. I've got so many stories to hit. I may not get to them all. But Schiff says that the mass criticism not enough to push Trump impeachment. Right? He was making the rounds on Sunday. You know, and we heard that Republican Representative Justin Amash. He criticized or was sharply critical of what he called President Donald Trump's impeachment conduct. Now, I'd like to know what are you going to impeach him for? Everybody's throwing impeachment around. What exactly are you going to impeach him for? And it's symbolic. They don't have the votes to make it happen. Right? Now, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, he warned the Democrats were still on that potential path to force White House cooperation with the various congressional investigations into Trump's conduct. Again, I don't know what 10 years worth of tax returns, this just popped into my head, is going to do to impeach Trump now. It provides an additional tool. The California Democrats said, what we have been doing is we have been gradually escalating the tactics we need to get the information for the American people. Yo, bro, got some news for you. 73% of those American people that you say you care about, they want this to stop. That means, if it's 73% of the American people, that means that Democrats, too, are in that number, unless you couldn't figure that out. So we begin by asking for voluntary cooperation, and then we go with the subpoenas. Then we go with contempt. Then we follow up with, he's got this whole thing figured out. Then we follow up with inherent contempt, and then we have to follow that with impeachment. Go for it. I wish you would. Stop talking about it and just do it. Right? I mean, seriously. So don't you get a spine? And again, I think they should impeach him, frankly. I think they should bring him up on charges. Is he not the one who said that he's seen information that directly ties Trump to the Russians? He's been saying that for 2 years. Where is it? Did he swallow it? Did he flush it? Did he throw it away by accident? What is it? And why is he the only one that's seen it? Don't these guys want to be transparent? I really find this interesting. Now, Schiff said that it remained unlikely that an impeachment trial would succeed in the Republican-controlled Senate. We see no signs of that yet, he said. If Democrats are forced to pursue impeachment proceedings, it has less to do with Justin Amash and more to do with the fact that... So here's what they do. They could go for impeachment. And then the Senate, they don't have the votes for it, so they blow it all out. And then it comes back around. And let's say nothing changes. God forbid, nothing changes. Right? They go for impeachment and it dies. They come back around, the president gets elected again. What are we going to have, 4 more years of nothing but impeachment? This is nuts. Now, right now, you guys have to start fighting for his election. Right now, you have to start hitting people up and telling them the truth. Tell me why the man should be impeached. What has he done? What has he done that's illegal? We colluded with Russia. No, he didn't. Not one suggestion for indictment came out of that investigation. Not a one. Schiff has said his panel will be, you know, this is the other thing. I do smoke bombs on Facebook with Democrats. I love it. I think it's great. And it's always fun to say to them, okay, you want him impeached for this, or you say he lied about this, or he'd, well, when Obama did this, which is the exact same thing, why didn't you say anything? When Hillary did this, which is the exact same thing, why didn't you say anything? I mean, based on the level of sin, if you would, they all should have been impeached. Now, Schiff hasn't tipped his hand to what his action would be. Right? Now, here's the lie. Barr agreed to hand over an unredacted version, but only in the safe room. No phones, no cameras, you couldn't write anything down. You had to go in there and read the thing yourself. Because he had there was no legal obligation for him to put it out there. None. Absolutely none. Mueller found no criminal conspiracy between Trump's presidency and the campaign with Russia, presidential campaign with Russia. He left open questions as to whether Trump acted in ways that were meant to obstruct the investigation. What exactly did he do, though? See, you have to show that with what the president said or did actually did obstruct the investigation. What was obstructed? Telling Mueller or whoever, telling Comey, gee, I really wish you would take it easy on so-and-so. This is a witch hunt. Why you continue on with this? You really should shut this down. Hey, Rosenstein, you know this is a joke. You should shut this down. No, none of that. Couldn't get any of that taken care of. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And then Mitt Romney says, when is he going to change his registration and get this over with? I mean, seriously, because then you couldn't be mad at him at all. And then Amash, I don't know, how many of you guys check out Justin Amash's voting record? 85% of the times he votes with the Democrats. I don't know why he has an R next to his name. 85%. And do you know who supports him? Tlaib, which means he's a rat. There's nothing good about the guy. So he votes with the Democrats 85% of the time, and Tlaib supports him. He's done, in my book. Now remember, I don't have a problem, some of you do, I don't have a problem with people working across the aisle, working together to make something better. But when it's for political reasons, no, not happy, don't want to hear about it. And again, for Justin Amash to come out like he's a conservative Republican after voting with the Democrats so often, it's nothing more than a lie. You guys know that as well as I do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part. Hey, you know that liar, President Trump liar? Remember, well, at least I'm just trying to make some of the Democrats trolling the show, make them happy. This is an older story, but it's perfect because it's been updated. But even so, remember that pole dancing porn star? You know she cleared Trump, but you never heard about that, did you? We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. If your station's leaving, we'll catch you later on, or you can find us online. Otherwise, if you're coming back, we'll catch you next hour. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side.